Blog Talk Radio.
Mars Mills to become a part of the Mars Mills experience, just like Mars Mills fan page at Facebook. Hello, welcome to another live edition of Weekend Edition Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, aka Be True. It's a rainy, rainy night here in Jacktown. What is the old saying? The ceiling has literally opened up and I fell through. Because it is really storming. You know, we're in the deep south, so this is like probably the rain coming from Isaac. So those of you in on the coastal areas and in Florida, please be careful. And, you know, we know to always be careful here because it's always weird weather. But it's pouring down. My apologies for being a little late with beginning of program. I just wanted to check on my pooches and also one of my guilty pleasures, just like Cheaters, is Cops. And I was watching the end of Cheaters. I had been watching that start earlier in the evening and just resting, because if I had napped, I might not would be on the air right now. But napping is not a good thing for me, because I keep on napping. But I was resting and watching NASCAR. Right now I have my television tuned in NASCAR. But it just literally started pouring down raining right before 8. And I was like, oh, my God, let me check on my pooches. And Cops was going off. And I was like, wow. But it's call in. Plug your event. Plug what you're doing. Call in. Let us know what's up in your area at 714-409-0614. Of course, it would be a mixture of music and entertainment, lifestyle, music, talk. And I thank you. And feel free to call in and say what's up and let us know what's up with you or where and when are your future gigs. Do you have a gig tonight? Just whatever. Did you see any of the hot movies that dropped that were released this weekend? You know, I want to see Apparitions with Ashley Green, so I'll check that out real soon. But I'm going to be first of all, before going forward, I want to send condolences and love and hugs to the loved ones and family of the first man to ever walk on the moon, Neil Armstrong. Those of us who were supporters and lovers of he, which many of you probably already know that he passed away after having heart surgery. So much love to him. You know we give him his props. So that's amazing. What kind of history was that? I mean, I just wonder what was his feeling like when he stepped foot on the actual moon. I mean, that is just an amazing thing. And a shout out to the Who Dat Nation playing right now. What's up, Lance and Marcus and everyone, Drew, everyone everyone that's watching the game, and those of you that are actually at the game at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, where the game will, where the Super Bowl will actually be played. So, wow. So, I just thank you for tuning in. But I have a lot of news to tell you all. Last evening, the RNC entertainment list was released, and just to name a few right now of the acts performing would be Taylor Hicks. Remember Taylor Hicks from American Idol? Taylor Hicks would be one of the performers. Three Doors Down, which is, you know, that band of Mississippi Home. You know, that's a band from the coast. Three Doors Down. B.B. Winans, he's also on the bill. I had a pleasure of meeting B.B. Winans' family. Not B.B. and CeCe, but everybody else back in 97 when I was preparing to start a community program back in 97, and I had spent an awesome time with his mother and brothers. They came to town to educate people regarding AIDS awareness. So I'm working on getting my switchboard up. I will be talking entertainment news also. And that's something. Have you all heard the news regarding Tomcat? She would be getting no spousal support, but of course child support, and I think child support would be about like $400,000 a year, and so on. But I guess Katie, I can't believe it won't be a Tomcat anymore. Because I was a big supporter of both them before they got together, and also as a couple. But one thing about it, I'm sure they would be perfect co-parenters. And then the other big news, Usher won full custody of his two sons to make foster. So that isn't that something? Because I thought both of them was going to need to contact my attorney friend, Jay Lucas and Big D. Jay has been an attorney since 97, and Jay has yet lost a child custody case. So I was like, wow, you guys might need to call Jay. Even though I'm big supporters of Tamika and Katie, I'm like, you guys sound like y'all might need to get in touch with Jay. But, you know, I guess, now it seems like Tomcat had a civil way of splitting. And here, Usher, it went from being joint custody to now he went in full custody also of his kids. And Randy Travis in trouble again. I could not believe that either. I thought it was like old news recycled. And then they were like in Plano, Texas, and also had been in trouble for assault or something, for having a disagreement with a man and a woman. I couldn't believe what I was reading. You know, I could believe it, but then I was like, he was just in trouble. You know, so prayers definitely go out to Randy Travis. And I'm working on getting my screen up. I don't know why. It's, well, it's good to have everything prepared like 30 minutes before before showtime. So I can, so you all can listen to some cool music. And also remember, if not next Saturday, September the 8th, SeaWorld High Fashion. SeaWorld High Fashion is a duo. You all know the song, High Fashion, that I played, Bahama Mama. Check them out on SeaCloud.com, and you can check out other music. They're always dropping new music, and I just love them. And anything that I can do to expose and promote those guys, and many of you, I will do, you know. So, man, and also True God Immortal will be returning for the third time real soon. He and I just need to confirm his date of when. We were always tweeting each other or shouting each other out on Twitter. So he hollered at me and said, it's time for me to come back for a third go around. And I'm like, cool. And that's not exactly what he said. He said, it's time for a third interview, a third part. And I was like, yeah, you're definitely right. You know, so True God Immortal will be coming back. And I know many of you love to talk just like I did. Now, this time, you all call. You listen first and second time. But this third time, call in and talk with them. Because even those of you that listen to his show here on Blog Talk Radio with Wrestling Head, call in and talk with us. You know, break bread with us and ask questions also, because he would be more than happy. And you all know how I am when it comes to listening or asking questions, but he welcomes questions and callers to call in. So when he comes back the third time, you know, call. Some of you might want to collaborate with him because he is definitely an awesome performer. So taking a minute for my screen now. Come on up, but it'll be up in a minute. It's kind of weird trying to multitask and not get any just like, you know, dead air, because that's like a pet peeve of mine. Don't you hate listening to something and then it's like dead air? It irks me. Amy, one of the staffers here, she talks about when she hosts a show alone, how she knows she prefers to have a cause with her. I suppose to kind of knock out that dead air syndrome that we experience. You know, so when you're solo, that's how it is sometimes. But shout out to all those that do call in and have fun with me and they talk about fun, serious topics, like my cousin Linda Oliver, author of Myrna's Adventure. Reg Roughneck, my friend Mike That Dude Smith, who was part of the show when it first premiered, He loved doing impersonations. Shout out to everyone who's ever been a guest or ever called in, or everyone that I chat with in the chat room also. And remember, you can email me at KulturShock, KulturShockENTERTAINMENT at yahoo.com. I do have, we'll be announcing half of my 100 Hot Guys list. I start from 100 and lead up to number one, but I'm going to start with number one like I always do on Facebook. And really, most of the guys are like Facebook friends of mine since I put it on Facebook, since I started on Facebook, and that's where I always release it on Facebook. If you say, well, who is that? You know, friend or someone or a friend of mine on Facebook who's really making a difference, hot not only on the outside but definitely hot and beautiful on the inside, making a difference. You know, from celebrities to just, you know, hot guys, period, and guys that we need to pay more attention to. You know, I have a Facebook group that's called Exclusive Elite. Exclusive Elite Playgirls, in parentheses, Sipping Champagne Club. And I first started a few years ago, and then I revamped it earlier this year. And I kind of like started it like before Michael Jackson passed away. And it was, I think when he passed away, I like, but I revamped it earlier this year. And with the ladies, we have been having a blast. Even a couple of guys have creeped their way into the group. You know, I've asked the ladies before if they want to go co-ed. And, you know, some of them just, you know, like the sisterhood. But a few guys have, like, creeped themselves into the group. But I think it's good for guys that would like to share their hotness, you know, and especially, like, their hot news and their hot pictures. I know it's taking forever for the screen to come up, and I'm doing my best to, like, keep the air from going dead around here. So please be patient with me. I know you call yourself being all prepared for things, but sometimes all our computers have minds of their own too. I'm going to go ahead and share the lineup with you all while I am waiting for the screen. So please excuse me. Oh, I think you all can hear NASCAR in the background, too. I need to turn my television down. So unprofessional, huh? So you do know I am a NASCAR fan, and that's proof right there. I've loved car racing since I was a little girl. I love NASCAR and car racing, period. I started driving at a young age, and then, you know, and loving go-karts, and as soon as I could, I got my driver's permit and got my license. My friends and I, in our younger days, we still had a drag race. I know we weren't supposed to. Some of my friends got in trouble with drag racing, you know, hospitalized and hurt badly. And so on. I think I always like put my pedal to the metal in intelligence, and knew just when to not to rev it up and not. But you know, accidents happen, so you know, that was just part of it, the excitement and the adrenaline. But, you know, drag, nowadays it's good that they have racing tracks. Even, you know, racing tracks are around here in the Mississippi area, in Jackson area, where people can go and, you know, drag and race. And ATVs are very popular here too. And there are areas where people can safely ride their ATVs also, and their four-wheelers and three-wheelers. And I'm talking and so I can get the screen up. This is the long, this would happen. It would take forever for it to come up. So I think there's something I need to do, and then it would be up. But you can always be sure something is going to be a piece of cake. Okay. I think this is going to be a good one. I'm going to go ahead and share with you the RNC lineup. Those of you that don't already know, shout out to those in Tampa and those that are getting ready for the RNC. I don't know what's going on with the hurricane, because I know if the hurricane is very possible, I know the mayor said he's going to cancel the events and shut the city down. I know the governor of Mississippi, he's postponing traveling there just in case Mississippi is caught up in the mix with the bad weather. Our governor, newly elected Governor Phil Bryant, Republican governor, he's going to postpone this to see what's going on with the hurricane. But a lot of us, but shout out to Mary McWarren and other Mississippians who are in Tampa for the RNC convention. So I will still have a switchboard on where you can hear the music and I can connect your calls also. So I'm just trying to get this up right quick. I know. And I'm real calm. I'm not freaking out. I'm nervous. So not like, oh, my God, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just working on getting this, okay, getting this switchboard up so I can chat with you in the chat room and accept your call and play music. You see my voice is halfway back. It goes and comes. So I don't plan on doing a lot of talking, which I will be talking when I'm sharing that info with you and also other news. And comedians, what's up? Exactly, what's up? Where are you gigging tonight? What are you doing? I know comedians in Dallas are on fire. Cole Carpane will be at Hyenas tomorrow. That's with my friend Deshaun Brown. What's up, Deshaun? Deshaun's Celebrity Catering and Big D. You all check her out. The other day she presented to me breaking news that Cole Carpane, remember from the Martin Show, will be at Hyenas tomorrow in Dallas, Texas. Wow, you guys are having too much fun. I need to hurry up and get over there and have fun with you and make a lot of money with you all. But Carpane, I had a pleasure meeting him ages ago. I used to never miss the play that came to town. And I was assistant manager at a merry-go-round DJ Fashion Center for Men, and Carl and some of his castmates and musicians came in the store, and I remember we just had a blast, hooked he and the cast members up and musicians up with awesome gear, and had an awesome time at the play. Just an amazing time. But he has always been hilarious to me. I liked him as Cockroach. Remember, those of you that are Cosby Show fans, you remember Carl Payne as Cockroach. And he just has always been hilarious to me. Even when he's serious, he has that that comedic side. I know I don't know what's taking the screen. It's never taken this long. Never. Okay, I think it's coming next. I think it'll come up. Yeah, I think it's coming soon. Let's see. Don't want you all getting bored. Remember, 6 India will be on later on tonight, too, at 10 o'clock. Don Hodges and Neil, along with her crazy crew. The Judge Neil Show will be on, I think it's 1 Eastern. He's in Hawaii, but every night he's on at 1. And then Cut the Shark Entertainment Reports is back to regular broadcasting time, 5:30 a.m. in the weekdays, and Saturday night, this will be our time, unless otherwise, told otherwise, 8 o'clock on Saturday nights. And really flexible. I'm flexible on Saturdays. So, like, you know, I'm accustomed to also doing 5:30 a.m., but a lot of artists and those that are in music and creative, they prefer at least afternoon time and nighttime. So I've really been digging broadcasting weekend edition of Cut the Shark Entertainment on Saturday nights. It really has been a blast doing it on Saturday nights and different times. And of course, would be a scheduled special broadcast like on Saturday, on Sundays, and also during the week during prime time hours between 6 and 10 o'clock also. And let's see. Oh, I'm looking at some of my friends who have joined Pinterest. Oh, here's breaking news from the Republican Party. Republican Postpone Startup Convention. This is as of 7:01 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is an email that I'm looking at. Many of you probably already know this. Republicans postponed Startup Convention because of severe weather. Because of the expectation of bad weather in Tampa, Florida, the Republican National Convention will immediately recess after it convenes on Monday, picking back up on Tuesday afternoon. Our first priority is ensuring the safety of delegates, alternates, guests, members of the media attending the Republican National Convention, and citizens of the Tampa Bay area. Rich Priebus, the chairman of the Republican National Committee, said in a statement, he said that officials expected convention participants to encounter transportation problems because of wind and rain. So they're watching out for the weather, because there were talk earlier this morning that, and yesterday, that they might, it's a possibility they might go ahead and announce Romney as the nominee, just in case weather got worse. But they're going to be real careful on Monday and then convene on Tuesday. So that's what's going on right now with the convention. And so that's important to know also. And there's been concern with the law enforcement and security. And excuse me for pausing. Had an awesome time yesterday doing the conference call regarding the convention and how things were going. And on Monday, I know Monday night was scheduled to be called the Monday Middle Class Agenda. But they said right after it began, they're going to close it down because of the weather and then reopen on Tuesday. So again, I've been delayed. Here's another one. Different alerts from different newscasts. Republican National Convention has canceled the program's first day due to the tropical storm Isaac. Republican National Committee Chairman Rent Priebus. And that's from WDS. And so safety comes first. HuffPost Politics, The Washington Post. There's also an email that I have shared on my Facebook page from the governor of Texas, Governor Perry, on the passing of Neil Armstrong. And he states that America has lost a true legend. Neil Armstrong was a pioneer and a humble hero for our nation. He touched the moon and in doing so inspired generations to reach for the stars. Anita and I, the First Lady of Texas, and I send our deepest condolences to the Armstrong family and his legions of admirers around the world. Yo, we're definitely sad. I mean, really. Oh, man. So there's a lot of alerts for that. So I want to share with you all the entertainment lineup. It's amazing, those that they have lined up. I didn't see Kid Rock, which more names will be announced. You know, Born Free has been Romney's theme song. So you would expect to see Kid Rock. Kid Rock was a big Obama supporter in 08, but now he supports fellow Michigan, Native Michigan, with the Michigan, Native Michigan, Native of Michigan, Mitt Romney. So, looking for this itinerary of the entertainment that will be provided. Amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Okay. I'll be having passes. You all know, get an app for your favorite, app for your favorite team. The Cowboys have an awesome app. So does the Saints. Awesome. Now, I do not see the lineup. The lineup has disappeared. I want to share this so badly. Let's see. There's going to be a pause. If I be quiet, maybe I can get this ball to roll because I'm just trying to talk. So my apologies already for a moment of silence while I get the switchboard up. Prayers also go out to those injured and those killed at the Empire State Building on yesterday. Quincy Jones is also called to testify in Joe Francis' case also. I will talk about that also. Had a blast on Thursday talking about the Democrat and the Republican National Convention. Here we go. Coming up. It needs to be quiet for a moment. You know, Olympians will also be a part of the convention's final night. This is from a message that I received on yesterday. To serve how Mitt Romney put his life on hold to rescue the scandal-ridden 2002 Winter Olympics game would be told by a number of America's Olympians during next week's Republican convention. A dozen of America's elite Olympic stars would join us at the Tampa Bay Times Forum to pass the torch of leadership to Governor Romney. Republican National Chairman Rince Priebus said in making the announcement, Mitt Romney selfishly and skillfully save our country from international embarrassment, and these Olympians will be here to offer their thanks. Thursday will feature a cavalcade of Olympic celebrities, including three who will address the convention on what is expected to be a heavily watched night. Michael Arizion was the captain of the 1980 U.S. Olympic team that defeated the Soviet Union in one of the Olympic Games' most uplifting moments ever. In a game remembered more than two decades later as the Miracle on Ice, Eurizion's winning goal in that game has become one of the most played video highlights in American sports. And it was voted the greatest highlight of all time by ESPN viewers in March 2008. Despite receiving contract offers from the New York Rangers, Eurizion said he had reached the pinnacle of achievement already and became a broadcaster at Rangers and New Jersey Devils games and for NHL games on USA Network and the NHL on Fox. He provided commentary on five Olympic games for both ABC and CBS. Derek Parra is the first ever Mexican-American to bring home the gold medal in the Olympic Winter Games, winning gold in the 1,500-meter speed skating at the 2002 Winter Games. A San Bernardino native, his interest in speed skating began with roller skating. I loved roller skating too. He excelled at the sport, becoming the most decorated athlete in his history, a two-time world champion and record holder, and winner of 18 individual gold medals. He switched to speed skating to pursue one dream that he had eluded him, Olympic gold. Kim Rowe, the co-host of Outdoor Channel's Step Outside program, is the only American Olympian to win five medals in an individual event in five consecutive Olympic Games. She's the most successful female shooter at the Olympics, the only triple Olympic champion, and the only woman to have won two gold medals for the double trap. Most recently, she brought home gold in skeet shooting at the 2012 Summer Games in London, equaling the world record of 99 out of 100 clays. When double trap was eliminated from the Olympic Games, she set a new world record in skeet at the 2007 World Cup competition, going on to win the silver at the 2008 Summer Olympics in women's skeet. Other Olympians attending the Republican convention include Andy Gable, speed skating, 1988, 1992, 1994, 1998. Riley Gaines, swimming, 1984. Dan Jansen, speed skating, 1984, 1988, 1992, 1994. Leah and Parsley Skeleton, 2002. Noelle Pickles, Pace Skeleton, 2010. Gene Ransom Prom, bobsled, 2002-2006. Bill Schopenhauer, bobsled, 2002-2006-2010. Jim Shea, skeleton, 2002. And remember, many of you already know this, the 2012 Republican National Convention will be held at Tampa Bay Time Forum, August 7th through 30th. Nearly 50,000 visitors are expected to come to the Tampa Bay area for the event, including delegates, alternate delegates, media, and other guests. For more information about the 2012 Republican National Convention, become part of the virtual convention at conventionwithoutwalls.com. Also visit GOPConvention2012.com and check out the official blog, Convention of Wisdom, GOPConvention2012.com/blog. I love the webisodes that they have been presenting to us forever. I mean, awesome webisodes, and also webisodes and videos of different broadcasts from local media in the Tampa Bay area also. Love it, and definitely have been great providing us with information regarding the formation of the convention. Tomorrow on C-SPAN, they will be showing the behind the scenes of the convention. So those of you that like to see like the behind the scenes and what's going on in preparation for the convention, it will be on C-SPAN tomorrow. Earlier today, I watched Ronald Reagan speak in Kansas City, Missouri, at the Republican National Convention. And see, I was a little girl at that age into politics news. And I was just in awe watching that again, watching Ronald Reagan speak at the Fort Dole Republican National Convention in Kansas City, Missouri. So that was pretty amazing. He and Mrs. Nancy Reagan. So that was good to see that. It was about 10 minutes. But they've been showing a lot of previous snippets from previous Republican National Conventions. I'm in the switchboard now. So here's America the Beautiful, because we're all patriotic. And right after a couple of songs and PSAs, I'll share with you the lineup, plus go into detail regarding Quincy Jones appearing, the recall as a witness for Joe Francis' case, and other news. And don't hesitate to call also 714-409-0614. Here's America the Beautiful by Imprint.
And all damage.
UK's imprint. Check her out at ReverbNation.com. That's imprint, I-M-P-R-I-N-T. And thank you so much for spending some time with me, if not the whole time, a few minutes. And thank you for checking out the archive shows, which are every last one previously broadcast show that has ever aired right here on BlogTalkRadio.com from the very beginning, March 21st, 2011. So I thank you very much. And for future reference, please don't hesitate to share with me your art, comedy, culture, film, music, theater, tour schedule, special events, etc. news, especially for tonight on Weekend Edition, where it's really important to really provide that not only entertainment lifestyle news, but news specifically regarding art, comedy, culture, film, music, theater, tours, special events, etc. And, of course, your community efforts. So email me, send me your news. Call in 714-409-0614. On my profile, right there, the contact info is where you can contact me. Everything, phone number, social networking sites, email address. Email is culturetrashentertainment@yahoo.com. KULTRESHOK. ENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. I spell that because culture shock is not spelled the normal way that culture and shock are usually spelled. I am in the chat room. Well, headed to the chat room. And so join me in the chat room also so we can chat. And if you have a listener profile, you can do that. Plus, you can intermingle with the entire blogtalkradio.com community. Hey, here's SeaWorld High Fashion, who will be guest on the show, if not next Saturday, on September the 8th.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm in Jamaica right now.
Yuma! Listen up.
Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka, did a backflip, then I landed in an opera. I rep that fucking Prada, I came from the water. SeaWorld High Fashion, I'm looking like Madonna. Young Casey Munch, gun stunt, so I just can't no more. Creeping down the street, and I'm bumping fucking reggae songs. 9 piece, 8 balls, chirping on my cellophane. Posted in Jamaica, smoking hella bones. Get some rum, add some coconut, add some fruit juice. Then you stir it up, get some rum, add some coconut, add some fruit juice, then you stir it up, and now I'm feeling so tropical, long hair, and it's coming out my follicles, try me, it ain't logical, I rock too much, iced out, I'm looking like a popsicle, Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama, Bahama mama, smoking like a Rasta. Posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka. Posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, smoking like a Rasta. Posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama.
Mama, here's High Fashion.
Money and ladies, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld High Fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swag is amazing. SeaWorld High Fashion. I got your number. I got you fucked up. We're taking pictures and it's time for the close-up. Gucci, Gabbana, Swagalicious swag on. Designer shit fresh with the fucking tags on. Yeah, I'm high fashion, high class, I'm fly. Sipping on that drink, only stunts can buy. Caddy full of ladies for every occasion. We need to add X to this fucking equation. I got the trick, the money and the cocaine. My girlies are so gaga, they playing love games. Parties on my jet, guest list extraordinaire. Coke on the table and the diamonds everywhere. Short dresses, email addresses. You see a little swagger, now I'll show you what the rest is. Born a superstar, my swagger's worldwide. Swagalicious, walk tall, bitch on my side. Money and ladies, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld High Fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld High Fashion.
Skinny jeans, high heels, Louis Vuitton, mine's real. I'm real, I'm true, fresh in the game, orange peel. She's so wet, swag of a juicer, I give no fucks. Rap game punky booster, I'm voted best dressed, I'm fresh to death. Goddamn so clean, perfection in the flesh. SeaWorld High Fashion, get money, fuck taxes. So pretty, it's magic, I kill the beat, it's tragic. No horseplay in SeaWorld, SeaBiscuit and Quick Draw. I don't fuck with you broke dudes, you and you, all y'all. Married to the game, shotgun winning, sauna, new whip, black and black, Big body, Rick Ross, bitch looking for faux play. Photocal blow his dick off. White girl, that's wordplay. I'll be sexy, jerk off. Gucci Mane, I'm bird up. Sex money, murder. Bitches on my dick, cause I always got my shirt off.
Money and ladies, Seawolf, high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf, high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf, high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf, high fashion. Money and ladies, Seawolf, high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf, high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf, high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf, high fashion.
Everywhere I go, I see high fashion. Chanel, Gucci bag, you're witnessing the birth of the planet.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxide. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000. The equivalent of a small city.
And there's a public service announcement from the American Lung Association. Now it's time to share the news regarding the GOP convention that announces the entertainment lineup. And again, visit GOP Convention 2012. And this release is courtesy of James Davis and Cal Downey. You can contact them at 813-252-5888. Okay, here goes. Besides the serious business of nominating the next president and vice president of the United States, there will also be plenty of quasi entertainment at the 2012 Republican National Convention, organizers promised on yesterday. We've booked outstanding performers and world-famous acts, said Republican National Committee Chairman Rince Priebus. But today announced the entertainers who will be on hand. The convention attendees will be treated to special performances they will remember for a very long time. Performers will cover the spectrum of music genres. Priebus said everything from pop, rock, to country and gospel. The performance lineup will feature an exclusive worldwide premiere of One Light, a new single from the Grammy Award-winning rock band three doors down. You know, the natives of Mississippi, also the coast. The group has sold more than 20 million recordings since its 2000 debut. We are honored to be asked to play the RNC and excited about our performance, said Brad Arnold, lead singer of Three Doors Down. We consider it a privilege. The performers include Lynyrd Skynyrd, the Oak Ridge Boys, Neil Ward, Randy Owens, Jack Blaze of Night Ranger, Taylor Hicks, and B.B. Winans. The complete list of entertainers performing at the Republican Convention is as follows. The house band will consist of G.E. Smith and the G.E. Smith Band. George Edward, G.E. Smith, is an American guitarist. He was the lead guitarist in the band Hall & Oates and the musical director of Saturday Night Live. Smith was lead guitarist of Bob Dylan's touring band from June 7th, Prince's birthday, to 1988 to October 19, 1990. You can check out gesmithmusic.wordpress.com. On Monday, August the 27th, with the bad weather, the Oak Ridge Boys are an American country and gospel vocal quartet. The group was founded in the 1940s as the Oak Ridge Quartet. They became popular in Southern gospel during the 1950s. Visit oakridgeboys.com. Conrad Oberg. Conrad is a 17-year-old musician and vocalist from Jacksonville, Florida, who is legally blind. He has been playing music since the age of two. He has received accolades on an international level, been chosen by 12 million Cartoon Network viewers as the most talented teen musician in the country. You can visit his site at conradoberg.com/about.html. Lynyrd Skynyrd, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member and American icon. Lynyrd Skynyrd is an American rock band best known for popularizing the Southern rock genre during the 1970s with their signature hits like Sweet Home Alabama, Free Bird, and many others. LynyrdSkynyrd.com. Here, Rob might perform with them. I'm just saying, it's just me saying it. Tuesday, August the 28th, New Jersey native Philip Alonji is an exciting young tenor whose powerful voice matches his stature. He has performed over a dozen major operatic roles throughout the U.S. Again, visit philipalonji.com at /opera/home.html. HTML. Neil E. Board is an American pop opera singer. He is best known as the 2008 winner of America's Got Talent. Neil resides in Missouri, where he is a candidate for the state's 165th House District seat. Visit neilboardformissouri.com. Lane Turner. Michael Lane Turner is an American singer-songwriter signed to Warner Brothers Records since 2004. He released two singles for the label, including Always One More, which reached number 56 on the Hot Country Songs chart in 2004. Visit newcountrystar.com/laneturner.htm. Randy Owen is an American country music artist. He is known primarily for his role as the lead singer of Alabama, a country rock band that saw considerable mainstream success throughout the 80s and 90s. Visit randyowen.com. Jack Blaze. Jack Martin Blaze is an American musician. He has worked in several bands, Rubicon, Night Ranger, and Damn Yankees. He also recorded with Tommy Shaw under the name Shaw Blaze and has done work alongside TMG, the Tech Matsumoto Group. JackBlaze.net is where you can check more out about him. Three Doors Down, from the first explosive burst of Kryptonite, which ignited their storied career at the top of last decade to subsequent multi-platinum albums and non-stop touring regimen that finds them still notching shows around the world at a record pace. Three Doors Down have earned a hard-fought pedigree as one of rock's most exciting and authentic radio icons. Their impressive and steady ascension up the ladder has seen them score multiple number one hits, snag several Billboard and other awards, and lost scores of sold out shows over a growing global touring that is nearly 40 countries. Three Doors Down have sold more than 20 million albums worldwide and have played in excess of over 1,000 shows. So visit their website at the number 3, SoarsDown.com. Wednesday on August 29th, Ayla Marie Brown is an American recording artist from Wrentham, Massachusetts, and former NCAA basketball player. She's also known for her American Idol Shawn, placing in the top 16 in season 5 in 2006. Visit Ayla Brown, AYLABrown.com. Bo Davidson. Bo Davidson is an American recording artist, actor, and model. He has appeared on Country Music Television, Great American Country, MTV, and VH1, as well as television shows and print mags. Visit BoDavidson.com, BeauDavidson.com. The Katinas are a contemporary Christian music group. The family of five brothers hails from the American Samoa and moved to Washington, USA, after the death of their mother in 88. They now reside in Nashville, Tennessee, where they sustain a heavy touring schedule. Visit the Katinas. Oh, we have a caller, too. Danny Gokey. Daniel J. Danny Gokey is an American country music singer and church music director from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He was a third-place finalist on the 8th season of American Idol. His wife, Sophia, encouraged him to try out for American Idol and died 1 month before his audition from a congenital heart condition. I remember him. It was a couple of years ago. Danny established the Sophie's Heart Foundation and in her memory to make a positive impact on students' lives through a music and arts program. Visit DannyGokey.com. That's Danny, G-O-K-E-Y.com. Then on the last night, Thursday, August 30th, the Mighty Silent Seven, the acclaimed operatic talents and musical careers of Hammock Byron, Charlie Harris, Frank Hernandez, John Cavazos, Kelly Ford, Bill Armstrong, and Van Dobbins III have converged to form the vocal ensemble known as Seven. TheSoundOf7.com is where you can find more about them. And Taylor Hicks, you all remember Taylor Hicks. Taylor Reuben Hicks is an American singer who won the 5th season of American Idol. Hicks got his start as a professional musician in his late teens and performed around the southeastern United States. Visit TaylorHicks.com. B.B. Winans. He has an amazing, like, patriotic album that's out right now. Benjamin B.B. Winans is a gospel and R&B singer. He has a multiple Grammy Dove, NAACP, Soul Train, a Stellar Award-winning member of the noted Winans family, most members of which are also gospel artists. Visit his website at bbwinans.net. And last but not least, the Tampa Gospel Choir, the Tampa Bay Area Choir is under the leadership of Marvin Winans Jr. And remember, they're 2012, and I have met Marvin and Carvin and Mom and Dad, and wow, pretty much all of the siblings were BB and CC. And the brother that passed away, I didn't eat breakfast with him, but I ate breakfast with like everybody else and interviewed him during breakfast back in 97 when they came to town to again discuss us being educated more regarding AIDS. But again, we know, but with weather permitting, we don't know what's really going to happen. But the 2012 Republican National Convention is scheduled for August the 27th at the Tampa Bay Times Forum. And visit conventionwithoutwalls.com, GOPconvention2012.com, and GOPconvention2012.com/blog/. And remember, the DNC, because we're going to be talking about the DNC also. The DNC will begin on Labor Day on September the 4th. Is it September the 4th? We'll begin on September the 4th through the 6th. So we will also be talking about that. And Thursday, we talk both DNC and RNC, and I provided with a lot of female speakers that have been added to the roster to speak at the DNC. So don't think that I'm just going to be talking the Republican National Convention because I'm an independent thinking of a non-Republican, but also will be also talking about the DNC also. what's going on with the DNC and the special guests like Bill Clinton and the First Lady Michelle Obama. You know, ever since I was a little kid, like I talked about earlier, I've been a political enthusiast. So just the political season itself just excites me. So, you know, hey, let's, this is serious business, but let's not be serious where, you know, where we're violent, but this is serious business. It's important for us to be as well informed as we can, you know, regardless of if our minds are made up who we're going to vote for, or we're like, okay, still pondering, even if we're going to vote or not. Because there are some people that are probably saying, well, I don't know, I'm voting or not. You know, so it's important for us to be abreast and well informed regarding what's going on. But that's the entertainment lineup for now. I think more names would be announced, but, you know, like I said before, I didn't see Kid Rock, but I know he probably would be there with his song being the theme song of the Mitt Romney campaign. We do have a caller, and they do want to speak. So, listen, someone want to promote their music, or I just want to say what's up. And it happened to be in Jacktown. I hope they're really in Jacktown. Like I said, it's raining tonight. So let's see what's up. Hello, what's up?
Hey, Beth.
Hey.
Bethany, hey, hold on 1 second. Okay, let me take you off speaker.
Ah, is it DJ Slam?
I am.
I'm always shouting you out. This is DJ Slam, guys. I'm always shouting you out.
Yeah, what's up? Coming all the way from Sacramento, California.
That's right, in Sacktown.
Yes.
Yeah, my girl Butterfly Sweet is in Sacktown, too. Butterfly Sweet. She's a DJ in Sacktown. You two need to hook up. I think I tried to link y'all up. But she's always posting music on my wall and stuff like that. She has a channel on Springer.com.
I heard of her.
Yeah, she's from here. She's from the coast. But she's in Sacktown. Yeah.
Okay. Are you still on the air?
So what's going on?
Man, just trying to get more DJ gigs. I just got like a permanent gig for every Sunday at the Elks Lodge here in Sacramento. Oh. And so I'm trying to get, you know, some more DJ gigs because I'm, you know, I just got, you know, I think I told you before, I got all new DJ equipment, and it doesn't make any sense to have all this equipment, you know, and not be working as a DJ.
Exactly.
So I still have my regular 9 to 5, and but I'm off at nights and on weekends, so I'm trying to get this thing crunk, you know.
Exactly. So tell everybody where. Okay, give them your contact information. Now,
okay, well,
DJ,
yeah, I can be reached at Alex DJ Slam Chapman on Facebook. Or you can call me at area code 601-291-8172. That's for your boy DJ Slam.
Exactly. That's a Jackson area code, but he is in Sacktown. And he's
I had to keep my cell phone number, my 601. I wouldn't feel right with anything else but the 601.
Exactly. I knew that number. I was like, I know the number, but I felt like the person wasn't in town. And sure enough, it was your number. And I'm always shouting you out every broadcast, so people tell you that. Yesterday's broadcast, I shouted out you and Rain Man. But DJ Slam and I go back 30-plus years. Literally, we've known each other since we were little. I don't want to say snotty nose, but little kids. And having a good time at the skating rink. And he's an awesome, awesome DJ. And we're bandmates, too, so we need to, you know, so we really want to expose and promote. But he's an awesome, awesome DJ and percussionist also.
Yes,
and
definitely. Be True, I don't know if you remember this, but back in 94, you called me up one day and asked me if I wanted to, you knew of an opening at WMPR, Charles Evers Station. You knew of an opening for a mix DJ for the Saturday mix show, and you hooked me up with that, and I was forever grateful with that, and I still think about that.
Wow, so, yeah.
I mean, we go way back.
Yeah, because I was there like in 93, you know, and so I'm like, Slam should have been up in here, because I think I told you about it way before then. I'm like, Slam, you need to get up in there. And back then, 94, 100,000 watts. So you're welcome. You know, we have to have each other's back. You know, one thing
right.
about it.
You know what?
Loyalty is always important to me, and I know it's important to you. That's all
right, And, you know, we got to look out for each other, and there are so many good things that happen when we look out for each other, because, Bethany, whether you know it or not, because you looked out for me, I was able to get so many DJing gigs all over Mississippi because I was on WMPR.
Wow.
People always called me, you know, at the station. Can you come DJ at my club? And that's how I paid my bills, Bethany.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. A miracle's coming.
What's that, baby?
Exactly. I say miracles come. Now, because you're based in Sacramento and you work your 9-to-5, okay, are you off on weekends?
Yes, I'm off on weekends, and
that's when
I DJ.
Okay, so you will travel outside of the Sacramento area if you need to, like to L.A. or San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so on weekends, he's available to travel also.
As a matter of fact, next weekend, I'm going down to L.A. I've been out here for 2.5 years, never been to L.A., and it's time to go to L.A., so I'm going to take a drive down to L.A.
Exactly. So that's important because I have a lot of business contacts up and down California. Man, I can't wait to come there and just have fun with you. When you had to, was DJing that pool party, I was like, oh, my God, I wish I was there.
Oh, yeah, that thing was all the way live, and they made me stop videotaping because there were so many people who didn't want to be on tape doing what they were doing, and I can understand that because it got kind of buck wild in the pool. But I enjoyed myself, and I got paid, and that was like my first gig with this new DJ equipment, and I was happy with the way that my equipment performed, and I loved it.
Wow. Did you shop at Guitar Center? I have been taking some classes at Guitar Center, and there's some equipment. You've seen pictures of the equipment that I have posted that I want and need. did you visit Guitar Center?
Yes, that's where I got all of my DJ equipment.
Exactly, because I have pictures of the setup that I want so badly. shout out Guitar Center. I'm like, shout them out. What Guitar Center you shop at?
the one in Sacramento. It is on Arden Way. In Sacramento, Guitar Center.
Cool. So you're
yeah.
Okay, tell them where is the Elks located at? I mean, everybody probably know in Sacramento, but where is the Elks?
Okay, there are two here in Sacramento. The one where I DJ every Sunday is 3624 Marysville Boulevard in Sacramento, across from the Raley's baseball field.
Okay.
So I'll be there every Sunday, and tomorrow we're having the theme, you know, every Sunday they try to change the theme, and tomorrow is a Hawaiian theme, and so all the ladies will be there in their grass skirts, you know, working their hips. I know I would love that. I will send you some pictures. I would definitely send you some pictures for sure.
And the ladies and especially the buff dudes. for me.
Oh, well, you know what? I know the ladies want to look at the dudes, I'm not really trying to take pictures of them. But if the dudes happen to be in the picture with the ladies, guess what? You know, you're going to see them with the dudes.
Exactly. But, you know, I have love for all our supporters. Yeah, share their pictures.
Yes, I will. I will. I'll videotape and take pictures and all of that. So when is the next time you'll be on the air?
Monday morning at 5:30, bright and early. 3:30 your
okay.
time.
Yeah, so...
Unless something happens where I have to do a show tomorrow, and I'll let you know. Yeah, because I know something's
okay,
wanting. You need to We can do it. You can do it live on air, or you can send email me a few tracks of your music so I can play it on air.
Yeah, I would.
You can either do it live yourself and broadcast it just like we're doing now. Or you can send me, you know, some tracks to play.
Okay.
Or you can do it both ways.
Okay. Well, I know tomorrow, you know, while I'm at the Elks, I'll hit you up. Well, I'll be sending you stuff, videos and pictures. So hopefully you'll have it, you know, by Monday morning. You know, before you go on or shortly thereafter.
Yeah, exactly. What about your YouTube channel? Have you been active on it?
Yes. My YouTube channel, mainly what I do with YouTube is, I was on my YouTube channel today, and I mostly just go there to download music. I'm so thankful for YouTube because I have downloaded like 1,200 songs from YouTube, and that has really helped me out because, you know, years ago I was spending money, you know, a CD, I don't know, $12 or whatever, and it may just be two songs that I wanted off of that CD. And so I was spending money, big money, you know, just to stay, you know, relevant with the music and up to date. So I'm really thankful for YouTube, and they have really enhanced my DJ ambitions.
Yeah.
So, but look, I got a couple of things going on right now. I'm so glad I got a chance to talk to you, and I'll hit you up tomorrow. You will receive some videos and pictures from me. Supposed to be a big turnout tomorrow, so you will receive some videos and pictures. And I wish you much love. I wish you much success. And DJ Slam got your back, baby.
And baby, I got your back too. And hey, a lot of purple, a lot of Prince lovers are listening to the show.
That's my dude, man. I can talk for a while about Prince, and what I want to say first and foremost about Prince is when I went to his concert, that was the best concert I ever attended in my life.
You went to Coming to America last year when he came into that area?
Oh, no. I have a friend of mine that went, and the way he explained it to me, it was totally phenomenal. I haven't seen Prince in maybe, I don't know, it's been some years since I've seen him live in concert, but when I saw him, it was so amazing. It was like it was a dream. I have never experienced anything like that. And that dude is bad. That dude is 100% real, and he's talented. And I'm gonna go to Vegas to see him in Vegas as soon as I get a chance. So he does a lot of surprise appearances all over the country. So
exactly.
I'm gonna catch one of his shows, man. But Yeah, I'm a big Prince fan. Growing up, my sisters and brother used to tell me, stop playing all that Prince. Damn, we heard Let's Go Crazy enough.
Exactly. And he's working on a surprise performance. Well, I won't say surprise. He's working on an outdoor performance back in Minneapolis in St. Paul. You know, the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul. So he's working on doing a outdoor show on September the 15th in St. Paul. That's been the breaking news yesterday. He's working on getting his permits and all that good stuff so he can do it. Because he hadn't done a surprise concert since 2007, and that was at Paisley Park and when he was promoting 3121. Remember the fragrance and all that? So,
right.
So, coming since he'd done a performance at back in his hometown. You know, promoting Coming to America and other stuff, but I can't wait to hear new music. Even though we love the most recent music and the old school music, but man, I don't know if you heard me play Something in the Water, him live in Australia, but I played as soon as you and I finished talking, and he's just awesome. I mean, Prince is something. But what I was about to say is Slam can make the best remixes. You got to put together a purple remix for us.
I'm going to get that done. That's on the top of my list to get that done for you and send it to you. And I can already tell you now, you will love it. It will be purplicious.
And always funky, huh?
Exactly. Listen, Beatrice, it was good talking to you. Like
good
I said before, much love, much
oh,
success
man.
To you.
Yes. Yes, I hope to travel to Cali soon so we can just show out. But you have fun in L.A., so you're headed that way when?
I'm going to L.A. next weekend. I'll probably be leaving Friday when I get off work, and I have to be back Sunday to DJ, you know, at the Elks. So
yeah,
I won't be there the entire weekend, but I will be there next weekend.
Yeah, to do what you do.
Yeah, so I'm gonna try to, I'll be networking the entire time. That's the whole point of the trip, to get down there and network. I've been in Sacramento, for 2.5 years, and it's time to spread my wings. You know what I mean?
Exactly, because I still want you to network with Flo O and his friends in Filmo San Francisco. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But did you
all
hear
it? I was supposed to go to the Bay Area, San Francisco, on the 23rd, which was Thursday, but
uh-huh.
I had to work. And I couldn't get out of work, so had to make that money. So, but I will get to the Bay Area. I have a friend in the Bay Area. He wants me to come down there and check out the club.
Uh-huh. Cool.
So I will be doing that. That's on my agenda also.
Okay. So my friends in L.A., I mean, DJ Slam is a cool cat and multi-talented. So he's already letting us know that he's headed to L.A. next week. So if you can, get in touch with him so maybe you all can link up, at least touch base. It's all about network. Networking is all about starting it and then following up, keeping in contact.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, baby. But look, it was good talking to you, Bethany. I'm going to get back to handling my business here in Sacramento, and I'll be in touch with you tomorrow.
Okay, well, cool. You always make my day, my night, my evening. Some people just bring the best out of some people. And DJ Slam, he happens to bring the best out of me. And I think I bring the best out of him also.
Oh, yeah, exactly, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, like I was saying earlier, Bethany, when you spoke up on my behalf when it came to WMPR, and, that paid off in a big way. I mean, you looked out for me, and we as human beings, as friends and associates, we need to look out for each other. And you
exactly.
did that, and that helped me out immensely. I mean, I'm forever grateful.
Exactly. And I shout out WMPR and Mr. Evers. I still support WMPR. And see, Mr. Evers had my back. You know, it was during a time in like 93. NPR was like the only station. We had JMI playing mainstream hip-hop and rap, but NPR was the community station that played underground, indie, unsigned rap artists. And I remember rallying a bunch of friends together, a lot of us, you know, performers and promoters. And I'm like, Mr. Evers, what can we do, part of the hip-hop community, what can we do to help raise funds when the station was located by Tougaloo College? I'm like, what can we do to help do our part? So I was like, we want to do like a concert. So we did an outdoor concert outside of their old location in Tougaloo. And literally in like 2 hours raised like more than a grand. And then I handed all the money to Mr. Evers, didn't keep none of it. I said, here, Mr. Evers, here's our part. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And then they relocated over to where they still are today. And so, you know, you and I have this DJ background. You know, my brother schooled me on DJing before he grew up in 83 when you and I were little knuckleheads. So, you know, he was like, we'll train you. You can get on the air and become a DJ. And then that's how I became, got on the radio myself. By me doing that for him, he was like, you need to become a DJ. You're here at NPR. And Smooth trained
right,
me.
Right.
You know, so that's, you're right. It's all about us looking after each other. You don't know what just looking after another person. You don't know what happened. So, yeah, and I'm like,
right,
man, I need
right.
to be on at NPR, you know.
Right.
People
right.
need to
exactly.
hear. I know you're traveling to places you never heard of.
Yeah. But, hey, check this out. I got kind of like a urgent thing going on. I'm pulling over on the side of the road.
Oh, my Lord.
So, I need to get back to rolling.
Exactly.
I pulled over, you know, because I can't, you know, can't drive and talk on the cell phone. So
okay.
I need to get back on the road, be true. But look, tomorrow you will receive some pictures and some videos from me. And I'll be sending those to you, and I'll hit you up when I send them, all right?
Okay, please do. And you be
all
good.
Right. All right, love you, and stay true, be true. I know you're going to do that anyway.
Okay, I'm feeling you.
All right, baby, love you, and take care. Tell mom I said hey, and tell everybody that no DJ Slam. I said hello, I'm out here in Sacramento, putting my grind down, doing my DJ thing, and moving forward, baby.
That's right. Can't look back.
All right.
You can respect the past and reminisce about the past, but got to keep forward.
For sure. That's for sure. I'm going to hit you up tomorrow, baby. You take care, all right?
Okay. Thank you so much. I love you.
All right. Love you, too. One time for Culture Shock Entertainment. DJ Slam is in the house. Now I'm out the house. Peace. Take care.
Okay. You know it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Be careful. That was DJ Slam. I love DJ Slam. You all remember to check him out at the Elf tomorrow in Sactown. I wish I could be there just having fun. You talking about an awesome DJ. I mean, I don't even a musical engineer. I feel weird calling him a DJ because he is just super talented. Amazing. I love him. Boy, I feel good now. Man. You know, some people just can just hype you up. I mean, I was feeling good anyway, but some people just hype you up. I think he's back. Oh, okay, his number had appeared on the switchboard again. I'm like, hey, he's back, yay! Oh, man, but those of you that have not heard his music, you just, man, oh, man. If you're in the Sacramento area, if you're visiting for work or pleasure, check him out for real. I mentioned Slow-O to him. Some of you, I do play Slow-O pretty often, but some of you might not have heard of him. So here is Slow-O from, wait a second, he's back on the line unless he's listening to the show. Here's press one if you want to speak against DJ Slam. Here's Slow-O, like no other women. Bill Moe. San Francisco. What's up?
Fresh shit in a
other world.
fresh shit in a mug. Like no other water, like no other water, fresh shit in a mug. Like no other water, like no other water, like no other water, fresh shit in a mug. Like no other water, like no other water, like no other water.
Free Weezy, bitch. You heard me?
Tell me I got great legs. Figure out why you make me beg. Does not compute. Does not compute. You think you're special, well, so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman wanna treat a man so badly? Some people think I'm kinda smart. Why must a brother stop at you before he starts? Do not compute. Yeah, do not compute. Some people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that you has been the sweetest girl I've had. Be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so bad? So bad. Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
With me in March for Babies. Too many children in our country are being born prematurely or with birth defects. They have to fight to survive every day, but you can make a difference. Your steps in March for Babies can help them take their first steps. Visit marchforbabies.org to start your team and raise money to ensure that babies are born healthy. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Hola, soy Thalía. Muchos de ustedes me conocen como actriz, cantante, artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de ser mamá. March of Dimes me ayudó con excelente información durante mi embarazo. Mi bebé nació sana y a término, como debe ser para todos los bebés. Por eso apoyo a March of Dimes y su caminata anual, La Marcha por los Bebés. Únase y participe en La Marcha por los Bebés. Visite nacersano.org.
Here's Trina.
Hey, yo, Frenchie. Call that nigga Meek Mill. Tell Meek Mill to call Wale. Tell Wale call that bitch me and him fuck last night in the motherfucker Roosevelt. Tell that bitch to call Ross. Tell him let me hold this real quick. Let go. Yeah. I'm selling out arenas. Got a bad bitch and her ass fat. She play with balls like Venus. That ass fat like Serena's. That pussy good like Trina's.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm balling out in Nemus, got my Birkin bag with my hair back, and I'm feeling like a trillion. That bitch is back, and I'm dealing, got my top back with no ceilings. My shades on, sitting on blades, and I'm stumbling through these millions. Rain for me, let's get it. This shit it wait for you did it. Must be all gone on your molly. I beg your pot and no dolly. I'm all about making dollars. My beats are caught by robbers. Robbers popping collars, be popping bottles. No time for popping that garbage. One bitch in the front, and your bitch in my lap. And she going in face first, she all up in my slack. I keep the heat, no facts, so don't fuck around and get wet. I'm big ballin', no shack, cause the bad bitch is back.
I'm back. That pussy good like Trina. Pussy good like Trina. Pussy good like Trina. That pussy good like Trina. Pussy good like Trina. Pussy good like Trina.
Feel it, baby.
Do your shopping on Madison. That diamond's bright like challenges. Who the fuck you think you're challenging? I'm for a season, she's radicin'. I'm paper tagging your cabinet. I'm about to bitch first and bagging it. Ha, I tell the truth. I'm bad as fuck and I'm hella cute. You never seen a chick like Trina, bitch. Got swag you can fill up arenas with. And I ain't fucking shit with no benefit. You gotta rob something, I'm gonna flip a brick. I'm going harder. 50 racks at Bell Harbor. Me and my female partner, we ballin', bitch. We the bucks five. Yeah, where the money, nigga, bring the cars out. Say my name, you gon' bring the cars out. Trina, my clothes is me. Shining like beans.
I shine like
beans. Beans, 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 beans.
Breaking niggas, I ain't with that cake, nigga. How much check you making, nigga? If you a Miami Heat or Thunder, nigga. Tell the bitch to stop taking, nigga. It's a bad bitch, what's taking, nigga? Yeah, I'm from the bottom, bitch. Subcover girl, model shit. I love my girl, we are the shit. I take what you make that dollar with. Yeah, hating hoes when you call it quick. My daddy's back and I'm calling shit. Here we go again, Calic shit. All we do is win. Thirsty men wanna be my friend. Nigga wanna cop me a bitch. I'm good, I got a few of those. Finna cop the rolls, I'm good with those. Tree nuggets, smoke with me. Shine in like beans.
I shine like
beans. Beans, 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 beans.
Stripping bitch, Trina got shown for me red bottles. Bitch, you ain't my baby mama, I'm going harder. And my bitch
bitch on Molly, smoking ganja. We ride around bumping the oldest daughter. I taught her how to shoot at loaded chopper. I'm about to teach her how to mix the coke with water. And if she can't, I'ma get a hold that smarter. Big and Berg, you see the piece? Them BBS are shining like beans.
Beans, 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 beans.
Trifling things we do,
to you like I do in my movies. Yeah, 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 yeah. We can get a couple of girls for it.
sexy. ABS, my friend. Speaking of 94, Slam mentioned 94. 94 was the year that ABS was one of my birthday presents. I was surprised of him. I mean, we've been friends ever since. ABS is multi-talented. Mr. Big X Wink himself. Remember, man, he, Christopher Williams, Jodeci, all those cats, and still got it going on. That was, I love it, Poppy, I, from 2009. Honey, I'm home. Hopefully in the near future he'll be a guest on this show. He has been a guest on other shows here on blogtalkradio.com, like Rodney Perry Live Show and D Slate Show and maybe a couple others. And so I'm looking forward to him coming on, updating us on what's happening with he. And he does so much. He does a lot. A lot of people don't really know. He does a lot of work, a lot of behind-the-scenes work, a lot of humanitarian work, just a lot. And check him out, lbshore.net. That's how you can just stay in and know. Tweet him at official lbshore and like his Facebook fan page also. He's very interactive. He's at LinkedIn also, for those of you that are at LinkedIn. I love networking at LinkedIn. So, but what's the score, the final score? I'm looking at, I'm still looking at NASCAR. The volume is down, but I just wanted to know what's up with the Saints and with Houston Texans. But it's almost time to conclude the show, but, you know, I'm hyped, man. I love to be in Sacramento, showing out with my friend Slam. But remember, SeaWorld High Fashion will be on, if not next Saturday, this Saturday after. For real, no joke. Here's Dread Days. What's up, Dread Days? I know they're somewhere gigging in Cali.
Me puff me weed, cause who and before people have their bad mind. And every single day, me dip on the grind. And if you want trouble, then trouble you find. But we need love for all mankind. Why them no want, we come together? Why them no want, we make no cheddar? Why them want, keep we struggling? That's why we have to keep on hustling and fight. Fight for the right. Remember 92, and we ignite. To the pretty little city, to the open of the flame. Me make your people, no make it go down the drain. Say bye to your man, say put it in your brain. Cause this year not to dread it, me true to the game.
Shambori, champagne and cognac, you know there really was no other. It made me feel better anytime and any weather. I was an angry man drunk and I didn't know no better. Yeah, I didn't mean to do it, but I still think it was suited. Yelling at my girlie like a Puerto Rican blue kid. No hola cabrona, eso no es broma. I'm not the same person, no sola misma persona. Means I lost track of who I was those days. But now I'm flying high cause my ramen paid like
play your Haitian, then starting to the next step.
shine a fly. We young fit fly. We are slip for your head to the sky. We day upon the earth. So only fit a minute. I'm gonna beg your people. Man, if I wait, I forget with it. So don't be tricked by the foolish. Man can never rule this. Read me Quran and you know, send me prove it. Light, step up to the light. Come out of the dark, come out of the night. So time I go home when we all have to fight. Time I go home when we all unite. Unite. Right.
Wow, I love that. Those guys, no, they are awesome. Dread Days. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Here's I'm Gonna Hold You.
I'm gonna hold you every night when the sun goes down and feel your skin against my skin. While we're sleeping, gonna watch the reflection of the moonlight in your eyes. Kiss your lips and hold you tight like lovers do from dusk till dawn. When you're happy, when you're sad, when you're mad, when you're feeling bad, gonna hold you and make everything alright.
You start to should disappear in the darkness. You can't see things clear. You'll reach for me, I'll be right here. Still in love with you. When the winds of death come blowing through, with the love that's true, I'm gonna hold you when you're lost and in despair. When there's age in your eyes and silver in your hair, I'm gonna be there by your side. When life's too hard to take, should you ever fall and break, I promise I will catch you.
Country rocker Davey T. Hamilton, just awesome, awesome guy, awesome singer in his band. I can't wait to play more music from other artists that I haven't had a chance to showcase their music yet, like Dallas-Fort Worth area Leah Marr. Those of you, my attorney friend Jay Lucas, he turned me on to her, and she has an amazing talent. I love networking with her. But check out her YouTube channel at Leah Marr, and like her fan book page, but check out her performances and towns like Irvine and different cities or towns around the Dallas-Fort Worth area. She is an amazing talent, she and her band. So I need to add some of her songs with her permission to my playlist. And hopefully she'll be a guest on the show in the near future also. I'm looking forward to seeing her perform live and, you know, in full effect whenever I get to Big D. But, yeah, I mean, I love her music and love her songs. It's very, very talented. Like I said, the Lemar Band. So check her out on YouTube channel and like her Facebook page also. Real cool music. Real cool. But like I said before, 2009, 2010, 2011, I presented a list called Best 100 Hot Guys List. People tend to like it. It's all in good sport and good fun on Facebook page. And I didn't do it for the 2012 year, but I have been compiling it for summer. And I'm going to present like the top ones. I thought about presenting it backwards, 100 to 1, but I'm just going to go ahead and spill the beans and announce the top 40 on the list, and then next Saturday I announce the whole list. But this will be the top 40, and then I will post the remainder, like the entire 100 best 100 hot guys of summer 2012. The list in its entirety within the next couple of days, like Monday, on my Facebook page. So here goes. And also, I get feedback from others and guys themselves also. But this is based on my experience that I network on Facebook and interact with, period. So if some, and really, if some people you wonder, well, who is that? That's the point also. Check out some of these people. You know, and if, really. And I've had female friends to say they would like to know who are the 100 hot single guys, too. Because guys on this list are single or not, married in long-term relationships or not. But I've had female friends say, well, why don't you compile a 100 hot single guys so we'll know what hot guys are single and on the market or can make themselves available. If they're single and not on the market, you know, at least people like to know if people are on or off the market. So a lot of people are like, well, I want to know who are the hot guys, the hot single ones. But this is mainly about hot guys, period, you know, beautiful inside and out. But I had an honorary list of guys that really wouldn't even make the list. 2009 Prince was number one. 2012, Lil Flip. 2011, Adam Rodriguez. And again, like I said, I didn't do it for 2012. 2010, the president was the 101. I put an extra one on there. But guess what? It was a tie. Always hard to determine the top three, and this is for the summer. And so it was a tie. So number one is a tie between Adam Rodriguez, for just his hotness. Then, I mean, he recently won a Teen's Choice Award. Yes, yes, Miami has been canceled, but I hope his character, Eric Delco, is transferred to New York or Vegas. If not, he would definitely, yes, I'm campaigning for him to become a member of the Dallas cast. he would be a perfect fit for Dallas. So Adam Rodriguez, guess who he's tied with? Tymock. And Tymock was on my honorary list of like five guys who they're honorary. They don't even need to be number one anyway. That's Prince, Tymock, Robert Downey Jr., I believe Paul Stanley and Lenny Kravitz. Those are like my top five guys anyway, regardless of. But tied up with Tymock. And why? Because Tymock is very consistent. He's been hardworking, consistent in different industries throughout his lifetime, even before he became a star on The Last Dragon, co-starring with Denise Matthews, who formerly known as Vanity. Check out her book, Blame It on Vanity. But he has not only been consistent at Ben and actor, but also a director. He's recently directed his own film, still marketing his package, I've Seen Things. He is a 7-degree black belt. He also has his own organization, which I would say bridge the gaps between young and old, and it's called Unfolding the Dream. You can check it out at unfoldingdream.org. Shout out to he and his longtime friend who also partners with him on all of his projects, Brenda Torres. But he also is an awesome personal trainer. He not only trains celebrities, but non-celebrities. And he's very interactive with his supporters and his fans. And he has recently been starring in a play called The First Lady. And I think they still have a few more dates to do with that play. And they're probably like just adding more and more and more dates also to the play. But he does a lot of special appearances at Comic-Cons and events. And also he and Brenda are often invited to speak at events regarding youth also. But he and Adam Rodriguez are the tie for number one of Bev's 100 Hot Guys list summer of, you know, Hot Guys for the summer of 2012. Adam is definitely proven his versatility. And, yes, he was number one for the list 2011, but he's number one again because he's so versatile. And last season, if you all remember, when he returned back to CSI Miami, he not only became back as an actor, but he wrote and directed an episode or two, proving that he is just as awesome behind the camera as is in front of the camera. And he is an awesome humanitarian. Like his Facebook page, and you will see the work that he does in different arenas. From caring and supporting those that are sick with cancer to being an animal advocate. I mean, he really cares about the community and people of all ages and different nationalities and backgrounds. He's a hardcore Democrat, but, you know, he's very open and Republican friendly, too. So I love networking with him, and I've actively been networking with him for like the past 4 or 5 years, but I've loved him forever. You know, I remember when he was in Jennifer Lopez video, but forever. I mean, he is an amazing talent, and it's awesome. You should network with him on Twitter, _Adam_Rodriguez, and also again like his Facebook page. Who's number two? Some of you might say, well, who is that if you're not in the legal world? And I'm talking about my friend and my attorney, Dallas Bates High Paul's attorney, Jake Lucas. He's number two, believe it or not. And oh, you all might say, well, he's an attorney, but guess what? He is a crazy comedian also. He should be, like, right now he's on Facebook talking about, he's joking around, just having a blast, and going to bed. He should be performing at the Addison Improv or somewhere tonight because he is hilarious. And Jay is not only a good-looking, handsome, high-powered attorney based in Dallas. Check him out at Lucas Law Firm. But he is funny. Jay is crazy. And he cares about this. He's very caring. He is definitely an animal advocate. He really cares about animals and people, period. You understand it's about an attorney. And very God-fearing and believes in prayer. And he can be raunchy with his jokes, but he's still a down-to-earth, serious person. Of course, been an attorney. So, Jay, number three, the cast of Magic Mike. They're working on a sequel to Magic Mike also. Let me just the entire cast. They're number three. Hot guys, awesome guys. On the screen and off the screen, it appears. Number four, Ryan Seacrest. Number five, Idris Elba. James Franco, who will be filming with Will Faulkner. Singer film, As I Lay Dying, based on the book of the same title, here in the Jackson area. It's number 6. All the NFL players, especially the Saints and the Cowboys. Number 7, Dwight Howard, because he's really been, all eyes have been on Dwight Howard ever since the end of the NBA season last year. And now we know where he is, whose jersey he will be wearing when the NBA season began, and he is now a Laker. And terrific. I like the Lakers, too. My favorite players, and now he's one of my favorite players, and now he's part of the Lakers. Cuban Brothers were number 9 last year and number 9 this year. I love the brothers, Mark, Jeff, Brian. Shout out to the Cubans. Awesome guys, inspiration. Most definitely. Thomas Prater is number 10. He's a Facebook friend of mine, and he's a good friend of Jay Lucas also. And he's a humanitarian, cares about family, very open and interactive with people. Handsome, you know, all the guys are hot, you know, but most importantly, they're hot on the inside and caring. So I just recommend you to network with these guys yourself. Also, Chris Angel, who was number 2 last year, who is a great talent, very, of course, very interactive with his, with us, the loyals, and definitely humanitarian. My goodness, the things that Chris and his family does for the community is just amazing. Ricky Martin, who was number 3. But this is the summer. This is not for the whole year. This is like summer guys. Ricky Martin, number 12. 13, Mark Anthony. 14, Shamar Moore. Ashton Kutcher, 15. All the Keeping Up with the Kardashian guys. From Bruce Jenner to Dad to Robert to even their stepbrothers, the Jenners, to the boyfriends and husbands, Scott Disick and Lamar and Kanye, all of them. All the Keeping Up with the Kardashian guys. Chris B. Harrison, Trey Songz is 18. I put Prince on the list because Prince is doing some amazing things. You all know he's number 1 to me all the time. 19, Prince. Robert Downey Jr., I hope he's getting well after the injury that happened in North Carolina a couple weeks ago, filming Iron Man 3. Christian Bale, Kiss, number 22. I'll be sure, 23, Marcus Patrick. Man, I need to do a hot list of hot couples. He and his wife, Alisa, are hot, hot, hot. Kenny Chesney, 25. Tim McGraw. Faith Hill's hubby, you know, they are will be doing some dates during the holiday season in Vegas. And I have mentioned to my cousin Linda that we need to make a trip to Vegas during the holiday season when she comes back from holiday from Europe. Good Morning America, guys. I love the guys on Good Morning America. They're just amazing. Josh Elliott, Sam Champion, George Stephanopoulos. Is that how you pronounce his name? Just amazing guys on Good Morning America. 28, Josh Hartman. 29, Marcellus Wiley, former NFL player and commentator. Carson Daly, 30. Eric Benet, 31. P. Diddy, 32. Wim Levy, that's the Gavin Dancing Stars, remember? 33, Nick Cannon, 34. Nick Cannon was one of my first My Space friends. Jared Leto, 35. Tony and Chris Rock, 36. Eddie Murphy and his brother Charlie Murphy, 37. So the Murphy brothers and the Rock brothers, I mean, a sense of humor. I mean, those guys are funny. They're humanitarians. They love their families, and they're humanitarians. 38, Michael Eli. 39, Mario Lopez. And Ray J is 40. That's the top 40 list. And the remainder of the list will be discussed on next Saturday. And I will present it on my Facebook page in its entirety within the next couple of days. So that's the beginning of the Best 100 Hot Guys of Summer 2012. I didn't do one for the year, but for the summertime, think summer. And then, you know, yeah. So I'll just be quiet. Here is the Martin Smith Prince MBG Master Mix.
You sexy mother.
Clocking the gears.
Them
you again for digging the show tonight and digging always. If you can't ever listen live, always check out the archive shows at blogtalkradio.com/culture shot, KULTURE, SHOKNT, hyphen Beth. You can email me at cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com, KULTURE, SHOKNTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. Here's Morris Mills.
Trying to figure out
love it. I can never get enough of Art of North. I need to add music from Enigma. I love Enigma. Oh, my God. Really. I'm just having a blast on Facebook right now also as we conclude the show. And thank you, Blog Talk Radio, let me extend my time from 2 hours to 3 hours tonight. Just having a blast, weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I'm like getting out also. Thanks to my homie, DJ Ram, for calling in again and giving us a 411 on where his gigs are. And he will be in L.A. next weekend, so my friends in L.A., he'll be there for a short period of time, but try to, and meet with him and talk with him at least. A great networking opportunity. He's an awesome, awesome performer. But stop talking with David Harrison Levy now. You all know he's one of my favorite inspirations. Amazing part of my life since 07. And he posts really, always posts cool things and shares such awesome words to motivate and encourage all of us to bring the star out of us, to make that star shine even brighter. Because he's a star maker, right? So if you want to be a Hollywood star or just want to be a star in your own life, he's the person, he's such an inspiration. And but he posted like this awesome poster today. He always posts awesome posters, but it says, "Thank you, God, and for all my blessings." And I swiped it, and I have it as my profile picture, which a big picture of him is on my background profile. But David Harrison is just an inspiration to me. He's an amazing person, and I need to get him on the show so you all, those of you that are not familiar with him, will really be familiar with him, because he's just amazing. He just let me know, hey, it's not too late, because I thought I was too late for some things in my life, and he's like, hey, it's not too late. So just, he, my attorney, my friend Jay Lucas, and a few others have really been a stronghold in my life. And I love it when longtime friends like DJ Slam still exist in my life also. And my new friends, I love you too, in business contacts and et cetera. But David had teased with me, like, okay, it's not good to steal. And I was like, well, I told you. And I announced to Jay that he's number two on the Hot Guys of Summer list. And he said he likes, and he needs to be at a club tonight performing his jokes. I know that much. But you're welcome. I like to. but he's been making some good points tonight. I mean, they're funny points, but there's one thing that's good about his jokes. They're funny, but they're like serious. They're like those kind of jokes like when Arsenio Hall used to say, they make you think. That's what I love about his jokes. They're just hilarious, He's mentioning, like, 1 in 3 people in a bar wash their hands after they use the bathroom. And then he mentions those free pretzels you're eating right now, 2 out of every 3 have poo in them. Bon appetit. So I had a little wine. I had to go along with his Bon Appetit. And I said, Bon Appetit. Someone just ate poop, a.k.a., S-H-I-T. the poet had to come out of me. And so that's what he was talking about. He liked. But he's funny guy. I mean, he might be high-powered attorney during the day, but hilarious. Hilarious, and need to be on someone's stage. You know what? I see that with a lot of attorneys. They have a great sense of humor. Isn't that something? You would think they would be like real, like poker face all the time. But not. But it's time to conclude. We have another song or two. And remember, I have given you all like the 411 regarding the RNC. They have an awesome entertainment lineup, and they will add a few more, I think. But most importantly, watching out for this hurricane, for this Isaac situation. And so we'll definitely keep you updated. Don't have a show scheduled for tomorrow, but if I need to, I will. But the next time will be on the regular time, 5:30. Back to doing 5:30 a.m. in the morning. We'll do special broadcasts every once in a while. And Saturday nights, we'll do 8 o'clock unless artists or producers or the creators would like another time. And, you know, those that are entrepreneurs, you know, like hardcore business, like to talk early in the morning. But as of now, it will be it's 5:30 a.m. and Saturday nights at 8, and special editions every once in a while, that consistency. But with this upgrade, I wanted to test out the different schedules because I love the prime time, being able to now broadcast between 6 and 10 during those prime time hours. Are good hours to broadcast also. So this I started at prime time at 8 o'clock tonight. So that's pretty cool. I'm assuming that the Saints won. I don't know the exact score, but I just posted the Colts scores and so on. But, yeah, that's one thing about that. I'm on the air, so I can't be preoccupied doing other stuff. I mean, I had it on the racing, but I'm not sure who won, to be honest. Man, Sports Friday is going to be awesome. Monday is going to be awesome. Every show this week was going to be awesome show. And I just thank you so much as we develop the show also. But time is about to conclude on us, and I guess I'll do my best to check out Sexy India and Dollhouse Radio and continue to network with my friends on Facebook, thanking DJ Slam for calling in and just having fun networking for a minute or two and checking emails. And remember, High Fashion SeaWorld will be good, not next Saturday, on September the 8th. And also True God Immortal will be returning soon. And Jay Williams need to be returning soon also to give us the 411 regarding his art and plus his awesome music. He is such a cool dude. You know, I know. I haven't drank. I'm not drinking anything. I wish I did have a cold one, but I'm not drinking anything but water and green tea and lemon. That's one reason why my voice is kind of a little better. But again, thank you for tuning in, and I really appreciate you. I appreciate your constructive criticism. Constructive criticism is really good. That lets me know what to correct and what to keep as is, and just your love and your feedback and your calls and everything. Really, really love it and appreciate it, for real, no joke. So, with that said, here's a PSA, and then I will play one more song if I have enough time, okay? So, God bless and thank you. Hugs and kisses to all my friends worldwide, in the UK, in Australia, in Dubai, the tropics. Prayers to everyone in coastal areas. We've been having bad weather here in Mississippi, and especially those in Florida, because the governor already was considered Florida a state of emergency earlier today, right? So, just much love. Everyone just be safe out there. Again, happy birthday to my cousin Trent. Talked with him earlier today. Today is his 47th birthday. He's in Montana.